Before we get into your pitching, Pigs a chance to clinch a playoff spot. As a player, as a guy this late in the year, how exciting is it for you to have a chance maybe to continue playing into the postseason?
I feel like really, really good. I have my confidence back. Like when I started in the beginning, I started like a little bit of struggle, but now I find out how I am. And when the season start, you know, cold weather and everything. So, but now I got my confidence. I have a confidence in my pitches and my fastball and my slider. But you know, I just play the game and have fun and doing well.
You are doing very well, especially your last couple of outings here. And you know, last time we saw you as a starter, opening day starter. Now you're a reliever, and I'm seeing the velocities, 96, 95. How are you different? What's allowed you to become a different pitcher here, pitching in relief?
I mean, you know, when I was starting pitcher, they don't start throw hard, just throw location the pitch. But when you come out to the bullpen, you just go to face like a three hitter or six hitter, two inning, one inning. But when you're starting pitcher, you need to save it for late in the game. But I feel easy to throw one inning or two inning because I was a starting pitcher before. So now for me right now, I feel like I just go out, fade to three hitter, and that's it. Just easy for reliever now.
We're with Joely Rodriguez. Do you like that role better?
Yeah, I feel more comfortable right now in reliever. It's my first year being the reliever for all season, so I have a confidence to be in the bullpen.
I was having a conversation with Ray Burris the other day, and he mentioned that one of the reasons why he thinks that you're even pitching even more effectively this year is you've moved your arm angle a little bit. Talk about some of the changes maybe mechanically you've made from when we saw you last year to when we're seeing you this year.
Oh, yeah. When I start in double A, when I was a struggle, they were working me to put in my side arm, get my arm a little bit down. That's why they sent me to the higher to work in that part. And they found out I can throw more strike for that side. And when I started to throw a strike with that side, I get my confidence back. That's why the result right now is good.
Another thing you've done pretty well with us, and I talked about this with Luis Garcia the other day, is inheriting runners and keeping them on base, stranding the guys when you come into a game. What's your mentality like when you come into a game when maybe there are two men on or bases loaded like the other night as to when maybe there's nobody on base?
I mean, I just, when I get in with the men on bases, I just try to, you know, to get a ground ball, to double play, to finish the inning. Everything in my mind is free the runner and bases and complete the inning.
We're with Joely Rodriguez. And Joely, you're from Dominican Republic. How did you learn the language? What was the key thing for you to become a better English speaker in your time in America?
I take it when I signed in 2009 with the Pirates, they have an English class, Rosetta Stone for us when we come to the United States to try communication with the other people, talk English and everything. So that helped me a lot when I started in the beginning of my career. So I keep learning every single day, every word. I don't know. I just say to the other guy, know that word, and say what does that mean and everything. That's why I keep the words I don't know before, but now I know.
Does it help you when you deal with catchers? We have two catchers who are Americans, Andrew Knapp and Logan Moore. Do you find that helps you to kind of see eye to eye with the guy that's catching you?
Yeah, we got a communication. I know we communicated before the game, and I know what we're going to do when we are in the game. So it's easy for me now, communication with the catcher.
All right, well, since you've come here and you've learned how to speak English, if I or any of my listeners here were going to go to the Dominican Republic on a vacation or for business, whatever, what is the thing they have to do? What would you recommend someone must do when they take a trip to the Dominican Republic?
I mean, we'll go to the Dominican. like talk in Dominican.
Yeah. What would I want to do down there?
I know, just stay with the family. This is the best part. Stay with the family and keep working, because you know we never like stop working. Just keep working and have fun, you know. But I mean,
how about this? What do you miss most about being here and not being back home?
It's hard, but this is we work we have. Yeah. So we're coming here to work and for, you know, support the family and everything. So I mean, now I've been playing like for, this is my 8th year in my career, so it's okay for me.
You've become used to it. Well, listen, we're becoming used to you pitching in relief now. Keep up the great work. Hopefully we win a title. Hopefully with only one lefty in Philly's bullpen, you get some consideration, if not this year, then next for spring training. But keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing right now. I just, you know, just when I go to the mound, just getting in the over, fade the hitter, and strike them out, ground ball, whatever happened, you know. I just working with it for that.